What's going on, gamers? Welcome back to the Graveyard. I'm the Graveyard Gamer, and thank you for joining me for this special episode. It's a look back episode. I didn't really know if I should classify it as a graveyard shift because I'm talking about a lot of games I played, or if I should talk about it as a discussion. So we're just going to say it is a graveyard special episode, a look back at the last 14 months. See, gamers, I've kind of mentioned it here or there, but I've been separated from my family because of the fact of my job, and my job occasionally asked me to go away for, you know, so many months. This time it just happened to be 14 months. Now, what that typically does is that means that I spend a lot of time gaming as I kind of fill in the holes of not having my wife or kids around. And I gotta tell you, it has been an exceptional 14 months for gaming for me, if I'm just looking at the gaming aspect of it. One of the things that I've done is I've played a lot of games, I got a lot of platinums, and I learned some lessons. And those are the things that I want to talk about. And here's the deal. How many games did I play in the last 14 months? I completed 52 games. I played almost 60 that I just didn't complete. And you know what? It's been a wild ride. It really, truly has. Let's talk about the platinums before I get into all the games. I'm not going to list every single game. Don't worry about that. But the platinums alone. Gamers, when I came here, I had 18 platinum trophies. I'm leaving here with 38. I got 20 platinums in the last 14 months. And some of you, man, that's no thing. You know, that's once a month is an easy thing for you guys. For me, it's a little bit different. I don't necessarily have a lot of time in my normal life to sit there and dedicate all the time to get the platinums. And sometimes I have things like backlogs that come up that stop me from going back and getting things. And that is what has been so cool about this last 14 months and those 20 platinums. I mean, when I got here, very soon off the rip, I was able to get two platinums. One for Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which I had been working on, but I was able to put in probably the last 15 to 20 hours to make that happen. Then I was able to get the platinum in Spider-Man Miles Morales, do a replay of it, which is awesome because, again, while I always have the best intentions to go back and replay games and maybe get the platinums or whatever, in my typical life, I don't have the time to really commit to doing that when I have other games I need to get to. But, I mean, just in that, let's look at the replays, man. The replays to get stuff. I was able to go back and get the platinum in God of War 2018. Look, that's one of my favorite series. That's one of my favorite games. I have a whole episode about that series. And to be able to get the platinum in that was just awesome. I've told you guys so many times what the platinum means to me. It's that extra thumbs up. Like, no, I really love this game enough that I was willing to do everything I could if it was in reason to get it. God of War, man, was awesome to get that. Like, to fight all those Valkyries, to find all the ravens, all that fun stuff, man. I just felt like, dude, hell yeah, man. Good job. Then I was able to go back. I was able to get the platinum in Assassin's Creed Syndicate. I've told you guys, Assassin's Creed Syndicate, one of my, if not my absolute favorite game in that series. And to sit there and to kind of be held off by the optional objectives and some of the smaller little trophies for years, going, man, I wish I could. But, and just taking the time and saying, no, I'm going to do this. And to get it. And to now, again, you know, have multiple games with a platinum in that series, but to have my favorite is just, oh, it's great. And if I'm going to sit there and I'm going to talk about platinums in a series, I also got Assassin's Creed 2's platinum along with X-Men Origins Wolverine's platinum. Those are PS3 games. And the thing that makes me so excited about that, and I've talked about this, had an episode about this, is that was reclaiming that legacy on the 360, because chances are I'll never go back to being an Xbox player. That's not a knock. That's not a, like a slant on Xbox. It's just, hey, I doubt that's going to happen. I'm a Sony guy. I love my PlayStation. I can't see going back to that. So to sit there and always have those two games as part of, you know, a handful of 1,000-point games that I had, to be able to pull that to PlayStation, that meant a lot to me. And then to replay Infamous Second Son, again, another game that I've talked about replaying for years, to be able to go back, replay it, and just fall in love with that game again and get that platinum trophy, unbelievable. But there's also different things like Cat Quest. I had never really heard of Cat Quest until the spring of 21, and I saw there was two of them, decided I'd give the first one a shot, and look, here's a cool thing. I'm not really that big into indie games. I have dabbled a little bit, but Cat Quest was one, seemed kind of quirky. Gamers, I don't have the platinum in that game because it was just easy. I had the platinum in that game because I absolutely loved that game. Like, I hope to get Cat Quest 2 very soon because it was just so much fun. It was quirky, but it was just a different type of game, and that was awesome to me. And then I got a platinum in G.I. Joe Operation Blackout. Here's the deal about this. Is that game good? Subjectively, it's okay. Like, I had to go in there and mess with the control scheme and stuff. But the thing I want to tell you guys is I had so much fun with that game. I absolutely, once I started playing, I found myself hooked on it. Like, I wanted to do the extra stuff because I wanted that platinum for the thumbs up. Like, no, if you're a G.I. Joe fan, you'll like this game. But because I was a G.I. Joe fan, I love that game. So it was so amazing. And again, would I have got some of these things if I wasn't here? I don't know. I really don't. Maybe I would have taken that time, but the one that I always kind of go back over the 14 months and I say, would I have really got that platinum? Has to be Horizon Forbidden West. Yes, I got the platinum in Horizon Zero Dawn, and it only took me about 15 hours longer for Forbidden West. But man, I would have never been cleared on my backlog to get to that game if I hadn't came here, let alone spend all those hours into it. So, you know what? Because there's a lot to do in Forbidden West. So it's just really cool to look back, go, wow, 14 months, but on the gamer side of things, 20 platinums. And that's huge for me. To put it in perspective, I earned my first trophy in 2008. It took me, let's see, right at 12 years to get 15 platinums. So if you think about that, 15 over the course of 12 years, to sit there and in 14 months knock out 20 of them, that's just awesome. So really cool stuff, man. Definitely enjoyed it. 38 platinums overall now. Very proud of that. Kind of makes me go, man, what's going to be 39 and what's going to get me to 40? So either way, that'll be interesting to see where that goes. But I talked about some of the games that I did that. What are some other games that stood out that didn't really necessarily involve a platinum trophy or anything? Like, hey, G.I. Joe, Cat Quest, I still consider those. But Control. I'd wanted to play Control for a while, but I never got to it. And when I got to it, man, holy smokes, did I love it. Same thing can be said for Ghost of Tsushima. See, if I didn't know that I was coming out here, I probably never would have picked up Ghost of Tsushima because the truth is, when I first tried it out, I did not get into it. But since I was coming here, I thought, sure, why not? And you know what? Oh my word, if I didn't love that game by the end of it, that's another platinum game. Both of those actually are. Then you have something like Splinter Cell Blacklist that I've sat there and wanted to play for years. And it was so good to go back, play it on the PS3, and go, wow, this game still holds up. Which I thought was cool. At the same time, you had the Telltale Batman games. I'm gonna be honest with you, I never thought I'd like them. I thought I'd kind of feel like they were kind of boring, and no. I absolutely loved where the story took me with those games. And if I gotta talk about games that I never thought I would play, gamers, I played through Shenmue 1, 2, and 3. The entire Shenmue saga I have played through, and man, if I didn't love it. Yes, the first two games, you gotta deal with the fact that they're Dreamcast and original Xbox games. Shenmue 3, probably not up to what people thought it was gonna be when it came out in 2019. But at the end of the day, you can check my reviews. I loved playing through those games. They were just so much fun. The story was so interesting. And now I'm sitting here going, please let there be another Shenmue game drop. Gamers, you've seen the episode out there, the Yakuza series. Think about this, gamers. I went through Yakuza 3, 4, 5, and Yakuza Like a Dragon while I was here. And you gotta also include Lost Judgment because it's very similar to those games. It's in the same universe. So it was just awesome to sit there and get through all of that. I mean, whew. I was sitting there, I was talking to my good friend Hulking Yoda. He's actually got a podcast, Lost to Sea Gaming, right here on Anchor. And we were discussing some things, my backlog, what I got through. And I was like, dude, can you imagine all the games I had, how long it would have taken me to get through just the HD versions of 3, 4, and 5? Because at the end of the day, I got those for Christmas in 2020. I didn't start Yakuza 3 because, well, one is Assassin's Creed Valhalla was so long, but because I had so many games in front of it that I didn't start it until October of 21. So at the end of the day, man, it was almost a year later. I don't know when I would have had the time to get through those three games, let alone the beast that is Yakuza Like a Dragon. Throw in Lost Judgment. I mean, there's a lot there. So, end of the day, just a fantastic, fantastic time playing through those games. And then, of course, if I'm going to throw another series in there, another game, I've only played one yet. I hope to play more. That's got to be Sniper Elite. I've been wanting to play this game for years, this series. Finally got a chance to play Sniper Elite 4 while I was here about a year ago, about right at August of 21. And I got to tell you, I was blown away by just how much I love it. Like, I really couldn't wait to play one of the previous games. I can't wait to play Sniper Elite 5. Like, there was just so much cool about it, way more than just a sniper game that I thought it was going to be. Gamers, I'm replaying Assassin's Creed Unity. I never thought I'd say that. I wanted to just jump back in the world, didn't have the game saved, so I thought, ah, shoot, I'll try it. And I'm in love with it. I mean, I could just keep going down the list because there are so many games that I absolutely loved that I got to play during my time here. And that's not even including some of the newer games like Guardians of the Galaxy that just, I don't know, gamers. It's going to be tough. I played that game in January. The way that I look at it, when I do my top 10, it's whatever I played in that calendar year, no matter the release date. It's going to be tough for any game to beat Guardians of the Galaxy, maybe God of War, Ragnarok, now that I say that out loud. But at the end of the day, I love Guardians of the Galaxy. Far Cry 6, replaying Tomb Raider. I mean, whew, just so many fantastic games. And then Shadow of the Colossus, I've always wanted to play. I went back and actually played that. I got to experience what so many gamers have talked about for years. I mean, that's just me. And I'm having such a hard time stopping this segment and moving to the next thing because it was just such a great year, such a fun time in gaming for me. 14 months, so a little over a year. But man, between the Platinums and just experiencing new games and getting to replay games that I never would have got to. Oh man, I had a blast. But let's talk about playing games, because sometimes we play games and we get stuck with the idea, you start a game, you got to finish it. You start a game, you got to finish it. This was a really big game that came out. You didn't get to play it. You got to get back to it at some point. You might not have that experience. I do. Those things stick in my head. I have learned over the last 14 months that, you know what? Two things. One, it is okay to step away from a game that you're not enjoying. It is okay to say, you know what? This is probably a cool game. Some people really like it. It ain't for me, though. And that's fair. It's tough to say because you feel like when you're saying that to somebody who really likes the game, that, hey, look, man, I know you like it, but I don't. There's always that, like, you know, you don't want to offend the person. They love it, and you're just like, nah, this ain't for me. But that definitely has happened a few times. Case in point to me, that was Resident Evil 6. Hulking Yoda talked about that game, and while he's never loved it as much as other people, he definitely enjoyed it. Me, I played it the first hour. I was like, this is cool. Hours 2 and 3, I was like, nope, not playing this game. I had to step away from it, and that was tough for me. It really seriously was tough for me to step away from that game because I just felt like once I started it, I had to complete it. Another game in that same vein was Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands. Years ago, I started this game and I really liked it. I had an opportunity to borrow this game here. I did. And at first, man, I'm just sitting there playing this game like, oh, okay, this is really cool. But after a while, I just got to the point that I just didn't enjoy it. I really didn't. And I had to tell myself, dude, it is okay to not finish this game. You're not enjoying it. You're not bringing any joy to your life playing this game, and that's what gaming is supposed to be. Step away. Another game that really had me that way was Mad Max. I've kind of wanted to play Mad Max for a while. I started playing it, and in the beginning, I was loving it. But you know what I found out? It was really just, the more I got into it, the more I got out of it, if that makes sense. The farther I got into it, the further I was like, okay, I'm just not feeling it. I don't want to keep doing all these side objectives. Like, it's cool, but I'm just not gripped in there. That was the toughest game for me to stop playing. Absolutely. Resident Evil 6 wasn't that bad. Max Payne was hard for me to be like, yo, I can't do this. For one, I had invested like 15 or 20 hours into it. Two, there was a lot good about the game, but it just didn't catch on with me. It was so tough to be like, nah, I'm done. But I had to, because I would have absolutely hated continuing that game. And it sucks, but it just didn't work out. Now, what about games that you have to learn, like, hey, there was a lot of hype. It was a big event. You missed it. Sometimes you can't go back to it. For me, that was Watch Dogs. For years, I have talked about playing the original Watch Dogs. I had tried to dabble a little bit in Watch Dogs 2, the demo. Couldn't get into it. When I first got here, I played through Watch Dogs Legion, and I really did enjoy that game. So I was like, okay, I've got to play the original Watch Dogs. I had it on my hard drive, decided to try it out. Gamers, I probably put 15 to 20 hours in that game as well. And, you know, Hulking Yoda can tell you, almost every day, I was like, dude, I'm just pushing through it, man. I'm just not into this. I don't like certain things about it. It's frustrating, but I'm just pushing through, just to say I beat it, essentially. And I had to stop one day and go, dude, what are you doing? Play something you want to play. Like, why waste your time with this game? Play something you want to play. So that is hard for me to accept. Like, A, this game came out, I missed it, but sometimes you got to walk away. Sometimes what it is, maybe you jump on, like for me, I played the third game in the series and I loved it. But here's the deal. I also played the third game in a series that has been refined over two previous games. So there's that part of it. And sometimes It's just the right time, right place. The game is a product of its time. As I've talked about some of my retro reviews, that's a big deal. I have a hard time accepting that. So I've had to realize, like, look, man, you tried it, you put your time in, it's okay to walk away. So overall, I think that has been a great lesson for me. It's something that I've kind of carried with and been like, cool, you know what? I can breathe easy with that and move forward. You know, I sit there and I think about this last 14 months. And again, I don't want to list every game. I mean, I don't get me wrong, I've listed a lot of games here. But I just think about, man, how much fun it's been, how cool it's been. And I think it leads me to the biggest lesson I have had to learn. And if this entire episode brings me to one thing, it is the simple fact of my backlog. I have to be more personally diligent with not letting a backlog grow out of hand. I have to be a little bit more restrictive on what games I pick up because I'm not somebody that just wants to play and like own a game just to say, hey, cool, I went out and got these five games. Now I own them. Cool, that puts me on the league. I can talk about these games. I don't want to play 5 minutes of a game and be like, yo, I'm an expert at this game. I can tell you all about it. Yeah, no, you don't want to play. No, I don't want to be that guy. If I'm going to play a game and I'm going to give my opinions because I want to play through that game. If I buy a game and I invest in that purchase, I want to invest my time into it. I have to be a little bit more strict. I can't just buy games because they're on sale or it just seems cool or, oh, look, it's Christmas. I'm going to throw six or seven games on there. I have to, kind of space that out a little bit. I was kind of recognizing that I was a good bit through my backlog, not all the way done when Christmas this year came out, and I got like five or six games and it was like, oh, snap. And then Horizon Forbidden West came out. I was like, oh man, it's a rush to the finish to get this done. But ultimately, I will tell you that I'm going to be a little bit more selective. Maybe I only worry about getting games, if I'm going to look at getting a longer game. For example, this year, Christmas season coming up. You got God of War, you got Plague's Tale, Requiem, you got Gotham Knights. Maybe I need to look at that and go, okay, God of War is probably going to take me like 50, 60 hours. Plague's Tale, Requiem is probably going to take me 20. Do I need to throw something like Gotham Knights, which I'm going to just guess 40-ish hours? Like, do I really need to throw all that on my plate? Because that just pushes that further and further into next year, kind of stopping me from playing something different. And if there's nothing coming out early next year, then maybe it's perfectly fine. But I need to be a little bit more, tough on my choices. Like, I don't want to add Sniper Elite 5 on there right then. I don't want to go and add Saints Row on there because it's just going to get more and more to where I'm backlogged again. Because I'm going to tell you, one of the best parts of the last couple of months as I've finished the backlog and I've had the free time is being able to sit there and say, you know what, I'm going to reclaim my legacy. I'm going to play through Assassin's Creed 2 and X-Men Origins Wolverine. You know what, I'm going to replay Assassin's Creed 3. I'm going to focus. I'm going to do it this time. You know what, I'm having fun. I'm going to play through Assassin's Creed. I've just had that freedom to do these things because for so long I haven't. For so long I've had to say, okay, I need to focus on this game. I need to play it. Maybe I can't get to everything on the side. Sleeping Dogs is a game that for years I've wanted to go back to, but when I played through it, unfortunately, I was so in the middle of my backlog. This was honestly, I didn't get to that game until 2017. I was just so entrenched in a backlog that I had to focus on the main story and just some side stuff, or I never would have beat it. So I feel like that's probably the biggest lesson. Like of coming here and, the first couple months, everything's going good. Then I got into like the fall, like October, November, December, and I know Christmas I'm gonna ask for a bunch of games, and I'm like, holy crap, I feel like I barely put a dent in this backlog. And this Christmas came and it's all these games, and as soon as I started getting a little bit my head above water with those games, boom, Horizon Forbidden West came, and I was like, oh crap, am I gonna finish the last few games? But luckily I was able to. I've just had a lot of fun with the freedom. And that's what replaying Assassin's Creed 3 got me thinking. I was just sitting there going, man, like in 2013, because I played it in 2013, when I was playing that game, I was like, dude, I was able to do so much. I was able to explore so much. I was able to conquer all the side things. Like, how was I able to do that? And I was like, oh yeah, that's before I got stuck on a backlog. So without a doubt, these are things that I've talked about before. Being okay, moving on, not having a backlog, platinum trophies. But it's just, I wanted to look back over the last 14 months and just kind of point out, it wasn't just about gaming, it was about lessons learned. It wasn't just about getting platinums in games, it was about getting platinums in some games that I've wanted to for a while, and then being surprised by some games and being like, nope, I gotta get that. So ultimately, at the end of the day, I gotta say, from a gaming standpoint, the last 14 months have been really, really good to me. I look forward to moving on next, taking these lessons learned and moving on, seeing what's next. I have talked about Persona 5. I need to jump on Persona 5, or it'll just go away. But you know what? I also have to be real with myself and say, hey, if other games are popping up and I don't get to Persona 5, that's okay. I'll be all right. The game is not going to get upset. It's inanimate. It's not going to be mad that I didn't spend all that time with it. I just know I personally want to get into that game. So right now, unless I get another game before God of War Ragnarok, Persona 5 probably will be the next game I jump onto. Well, gamers, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. To be honest with you, this podcast isn't just about me putting stuff out to you. It's also about me putting stuff out to me to go back and listen to. And that's what this was. The next time I start to get a little bit sale happy, or I start to kind of get frustrated with a game that I'm not enjoying, I want to be able to listen to this episode and go, dude, don't buy that game. You don't need it. It's just going to sit there. It's going to make you feel stressed that you got to play it. Hey, dude, you don't like the game. Stop playing the game. I'm going to need to hear that from myself. With that being said, gamers, I'd love to know your thoughts on this. I'd love to know your thoughts on the issues I've had, on the games I've talked about, anything in this episode. You can let me know. TheGraveyardGamer@gmail.com. The Graveyard Gamer on Instagram, or The Graveyard G on Twitter. Till next time, I'll be creeping around the graveyard.